And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Hey, I'm about to go to the phones in a minute, but I got to tell you, I just saw some breaking news literally seconds before I went on the air. And this is tragic. I hate to hear this, but and it's in this listening area, and it's also somebody who's been a friend to a number of organizations that I've been involved in, not the least of which was the Alabama Policy Institute. But the Reverend Harry Reeder, senior pastor at Briarwood in Birmingham, was just killed in an auto accident in Shelby County. That's just tragic. I am sorry to hear that. Briarwood is a great church filled with great people, and we are so sorry for your loss. And I think it's a loss to the community in many ways. So anyway, breaking news, Reverend Harry Reeder, senior pastor at Briarwood, apparently just killed in a Shelby County crash. That's tragic. All right, let me jump over here. Number one of the Triple Dipper, the politics of asphalt. What do I mean by that? Well, what I'm saying is it is so often true that what happens in road building is not always about where the road's needed. It's even not always about where the road was started, because I've seen road projects just come to a grinding halt, like you get the bridge to nowhere kind of thing. And then there's times when you get the bridge to somewhere, but do we even need that bridge? Well, my friend Erica Thomas down at 1819 News, she's been tracking a story now that's been going on for the last several months with John Cooper, who is the director of ALDOT, the Alabama Department of Transportation, who is not always known for being, you know, everybody's best friend, I can just tell you for a fact. Well, John Cooper, he got the riot act read to him yesterday in court, and I want to bring Erica Thomas in right now to give us the update on what this case is about and how it's developed. So without further ado, Erica Thomas, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Phil. I hate to hear the news about Harry Reeder. I just spoke with him not long ago. He's always been a wonderful source for me throughout my news career, and it's just awful to hear that.
Yeah, it really is something. I mean, Briarwood has always been super supportive of the Alabama Policy Institute, and we've partnered together in the past on like pro-life issues and things like that. And I didn't really know Harry Reeder personally. I just felt like I did. You know what I mean? I guess that story will develop.
My friend with his family and in his church. It's just awful to hear right before going on the radio. I've been working on this bridge story for a while now. And to make it simple, because I'm sure not everyone's heard about it, there are currently two bridges over the Intercoastal Waterway in Baldwin County, which is what gets you to Gulf Shores or Orange Beach if you're going on a beach trip. Everybody's right. Gone over those bridges. So ALDOT's plan was to put in a third bridge. However, it was about a mile away from the toll bridge that was built a couple decades ago, 2000-ish. And so the lawsuit was filed against the company or by the company that owns that toll bridge, because they said, hey, you put this free bridge in here, we're going to go into bankruptcy and, you know, it'll put us out of business. And so that's how all this started months ago. And instead of stopping the construction of the bridge, Cooper and ALDOT went ahead and contracted out the company that won the bid for the new bridge. So Scott Bridge Company out of Opelika has been working on building this bridge for months. Wow. And now they've been told to stop.
Well, the whole thing's a mess. I mean, I get it. If you need more capacity, then you look at it. But you authorized someone to have a toll bridge. They invested hundreds of millions of dollars in a toll bridge. So there's that aspect. I mean, nobody wants to pay a toll, but then again, you've got a business that's thriving. And then you've got Scott Bridge, which believes they've got a thing going on because they're under a state contract. And then you've got a court case. So in the middle of it all is John Cooper, who is making decisions that become very questionable at some point, and the judge felt the same way. So tell us how that went yesterday.
So after about 7 days of hearings over the past couple of months, the ruling came down on this preliminary injunction, and Judge Jimmy Poole decided to go with the preliminary injunction, which is definitely going to be appealed by ALDOT. But the ruling was 80 pages of just ripping ALDOT director John Cooper a new one.
Wow.
And it just went on and on, which I do have to say, a few weeks ago, on the last day of the hearing, the judge asked both sides to write their own proposed orders. So you have to think that he took some of what the attorneys for the Baldwin County Bridge Company, which owns the toll bridge, what, some of their proposed order is in there. So some of that is their words for sure. And then the main purpose of it was to say, look, John Cooper acted in bad faith when deciding to build this bridge because he said he wanted to do it to alleviate traffic on 59, and there's clearly communications that have proven there were no studies done to prove that that would alleviate traffic on 59, first of all. No public hearings, just a decision made, Governor Ivey's signature on everything without her full review, and just pretty much that he did it in bad faith because he wanted to put this company out of business. And the judge in the ruling even accused Cooper of perjury.
Wow. Wow. I mean, that's next level. And I can tell you, too, you know, I just had to draft a proposed order for a judge this morning. Of course, mine was only 2 pages long. But when they do a proposed order, they still have the right to amend it. And when they sign it, they make it their own. So even if somebody else helped with the drafting because they were told to, the judge is the one who signs it. It becomes his or her words. And So basically, the judge is of the opinion that Cooper was acting in bad faith as a state agency against a private entity by basically just being prejudiced against them as a company and going after them by building the $265 million bridge or something like that?
I think the final price tag would have been $120 million.
Wow.
But yeah, he it's clear that he believes that this is a bad faith judgment call. And there's been a lot of evidence showing that there is. One thing we haven't been able to see is communications between Cooper and LDOT with the Ivey administration because, you know, the Supreme Court decided we weren't going to allow that. And that was a whole problem a few months ago with this whole case. But apparently the judge didn't need those communications to go ahead and say, you have to stop construction on this bridge immediately. It's not going to happen.
Wow. So the judge has enjoined any further construction. Now, where's Scott Bridge in all this? Scott Bridge came in from Opelika. They've already invested some of their time and effort. Are they at least getting paid by the state for what they've done?
They don't know what's going to happen right now. There's a hearing at 3 o'clock today that is on. It's an emergency hearing to allow Scott Bridge to continue construction pending the appeal that LDOT plans to file. So we'll see if the judge allows them to continue, which I seriously doubt it.
No.
Based on the ruling that we read yesterday.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, after that kind of an order and finding evidence of bad faith and even potential perjury on the part of John Cooper, the head of LDOT, I can't see any way possible the judge is going to grant a request to now continue construction pending an appeal. I mean, what's going to wind up happening is the whole thing is going to be put on hold, and the judge, at the very best, or the least, is going to wind up allowing Scott Bridge to be paid for services rendered thus far because they entered into their part in good faith, never knowing that there was a whole hoodoo side of this thing going on.
Yeah, and there's a whole lot more to this as far as what's been done with taxpayer dollars. They're already going to be wasted. We've already got people who have had their property taken from them.
Oh.
And they can't get that back. Their homes were destroyed so this bridge could be built. There's going to be lawsuits with all of that as well. There's already one that's been filed. So there's a whole lot of mess around there. And the fact that the bridge, according to the judge, would not alleviate traffic on 59 enough to even build it, you know, it's just a waste of taxpayer dollars is what we're looking at, which is definitely not what we want to see in Alabama.
No, I'm going to do a little more after you get off the air with some stories I've got here. But, you know, I can distinctly remember John Cooper, and I've got a story right here in front of me. This came out, AL.com had this one back in 2015. My good friend Bill Holtzclaw, who served in the legislature with me, you may remember this. When they first tried to raise gas taxes, he and I were two of the people that killed the first gas tax iteration. And he put up a billboard in his area, and his billboard said, Governor Bentley wants to raise your taxes. I will not let that happen. Semper Fi, Senator Bill Holtzclaw. And it raised a lot of eyebrows. But John Cooper himself announced that he was pulling all road projects out of Holtzclaw's area because of the billboard. So you can't tell me that Cooper doesn't have a history of making politics a part of his asphalt laying.
according to the judge, he has a history of that, but not a history that qualifies him for the job he's doing. So.
The judge said that too?
Yeah, the whole ruling is on it's on the website, 1819news.com. I mean, it's 80 pages, so if you have time, I definitely suggest reading through it because it's mind-blowing all the things that he says.
Wow. Well, so, Erica, you guys are tracking this hard. What's the next step with the Ivy administration? Are you ever going to hear back from Ivy's office about what her level of knowledge or information or participation was in this whole thing?
They've always responded to me when I've asked for any information from the Ivy administration. You know, it's always the political answer, which is we'll circle back, or we can tell you only the basics, which is that we cannot tell you anything. But at least they are responsive. So as far as the emails, they are saying that these emails are protected because of, I can't remember the word that they used, but executive privilege, I think, is what they
exactly.
said. So because of executive privilege, they're obviously not going to send these emails to me. Now, the governor has retained an attorney and spending more money, taxpayer dollars, on an attorney in connection to this case. So I feel like these documents will be protected for a while. And whether or not Ivy knew much about this at all, I'm not sure. But according to the judge in testimony, Tony Harris, who's a spokesperson for LDOT, said that he hasn't and John Cooper has not talked to Ivy since 2017 concerning this project.
Wow. But do you have signatures that are newer than that?
I don't know because they're protected under
even those two. Okay.
Yeah.
This is a nut roll, but this is the kind of thing that happens all the time, and it's amazing how much how many tax dollars go into laying 1 mile of road or building a bridge. And for this to happen the way it's happening right now. Well, good job getting this story, and I can't wait to find out what the next level of the story is going to be. But right now, I'll tell you this, Erica, the worst-kept secret in Montgomery is that John Cooper is allegedly going to retire very soon for health reasons. So this case is probably going to transcend his time in the seat.
You know, I was saying yesterday I would not be surprised at all if we saw him retire within the next year. For any reason whatsoever. But one of the things that was said during testimony was that this bridge project was the one thing that he wanted to get finished before he retired.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
I live in Baldwin County now, and I have to say there's a huge traffic problem here. We have the Hangout Festival this weekend, so I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying in. I do wish that there was a fix to the traffic issue. I'm not a traffic expert or engineer, so I don't know if this is the solution, but a lot of people around here want the bridge.
Well, I guess we'll see what happens next, but in the meantime, you can't just, hose people and do things the way you feel like it when you're working with taxpayer dollars. You got to work with the systems and dot all the I's and cross all the T's.
That's right.
All right, Erica Thomas from 1819 News. Thanks so much, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, boom, take us to the break, man. That's just, golly, what a crazy story. But I'm telling you, man, and we're going to talk about it more in a minute. There's a lot of politics involved with asphalt. A lot. Like, more than you would ever care to know, but it's there. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.